Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pelham. I'm Andrew Schneider. Bill Brown of Huntsville, Alabama joins us on today's program. He was in Pella this past weekend for the Great Plains Super Launch Symposium at Central College. He discusses the science of high-altitude ballooning and its spread to students across the country.
Hi, I'm Bill Brown, and we're here at the Great Plains Super Launch Conference in Pella, Iowa, and we're here to have a meeting with all the high-altitude balloon experts and people who want to learn about it. We're going to have a session all day today talking about all our adventures in the stratosphere, how to get there, why we go there, and how to recover them when you let a balloon go, and with all your fancy electronics that sometimes can cost upwards of $1,000 or more. And we just let it go. It flies up into the sky. It goes about 100,000 feet up. Then the balloon pops, there's a parachute comes out, and then the fun is in the chase, where we go out and we actually recover it. And we can kind of narrow the odds, because we can look at the winds aloft and predict where they're going to land. And so we go out and we roam around the countryside of Iowa and try and hope that they land in a farm on a nice flat field instead of up in a tree.
Throughout the year, the Pella Amateur Radio Club here actually has launches of these balloons with our local schools, both at Pella and Pella Christian. And as Jim Emmert described me, you kind of helped kickstart this among amateur radio enthusiasts around the country. So what is high-altitude ballooning, and why is it such a great experiment for all ages, especially when it comes to students who've had a chance to launch them here?
Well, it's a great activity to introduce students about science, technology, engineering, and math, and get them excited about it, because we actually have a little transmitter on these balloons and a GPS receiver, and it tells you exactly where it is, how fast it's going, and its altitude. And when it lands, it'll tell you its landing site position. But it also tells you temperature and pressure and some details about the environment we're flying through. So we get the students to plot the temperature graphs that we get the data coming down, and they can see that it can be 100 degrees on the ground when we launch during the middle of the summer, but in the stratosphere and in the jet stream area, it can be 50 or 60 below zero. And so they get to plot that on a map and see this dramatic temperature shift as it goes higher in altitude. Plus, they get to predict where they're going to land, and we have a little competition sometimes to see if the students can predict how closely they can predict where the balloon's going to land. And we teach them how to predict things like that and look at the weather forecasts and the winds aloft forecasts. So it teaches them about, basically, they're creating their own mini satellite. It doesn't stay up there very long, but we're at the very edge of space. We call it near space. So they get to create a spacecraft, and sometimes we send up student experiments that the students bring in to fly into the stratosphere. One of them was a banana, beautiful, fresh banana, little green on the edges, nice yellow banana. When it went up into it's a near vacuum at 100,000 feet. It's about 40 below zero. When it came back, it was brown and mushy, just like one that had been left in the refrigerator for about a year. We actually sent up fishing crickets. Apparently, there was a rumor that one of our students in a science camp we did, the rumor was that crickets can hold their breath for upwards of 2 hours. Of course, everything that you read on the internet is true, right? So we flew the crickets. I didn't have high hopes of them surviving that kind of environment, 40 below zero, a vacuum. But when they came back, we opened the canister, and they all jumped out. Everyone lived. And the students were very excited about that they had sent up cricket knots.
When you look at events like this weekend and you get this group of people together that are impacting students all across the country, what's most exciting, especially as you kind of helped develop this concept, and here we are now that it's grown and you're having conversations with others, and there are students that are getting as excited as in Huntsville, Alabama, as they are in Pella, Iowa, as they are wherever they are in the country?
We have student programs flying balloons all over the world. Just recently sent some transmitters to the island of Cyprus, and they have an engineering school that they flew a balloon from there. Lately, I've been experimenting with these Mylar party balloons you can get in a party store. They're only about 3 foot in diameter, the large ones, but they cost about $3. And they normally say happy birthday. And one of my students said, I wonder how far one of these can go. So we put some notes on them. And we let a bunch of them go, and we got one of them back from 400 miles away. So I came up with the idea that wouldn't it be great to put a little transmitter on it to see where a party balloon goes? But it has to be super, super lightweight in order to do that, like a half an ounce. So after some time, I developed a little transmitter and a GPS receiver that weighed a half an ounce, totally solar powered. No batteries at all. And we launched it on it. And it went across to Europe. From Alabama, it went to Europe. We've had them go completely around the world. And a little bit bigger balloon we fly that's about the size of a trash bag, I had one of those go around the world 6 times. And the students, that is a great deal because it's weeks of checking in on their flight, plus they get to learn about the countries that we're flying over. So they learn a lot about geography and the people of the world.
Once again, that was Bill Brown with the Great Plains Super Launch Symposium. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.